his name is, he's known as Appa Sai Boravke.
Appa Sai Boravke.
Commonly known as Appa.
Appa. Can you ask him about his personal first experience with Sai Baba?
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
Amigo, Nelago, Tarala, those who had Nimbosa and over there, Mala, the Mirani, Tisami, Wuslav, like it. Munday, those of Pandra Saji, Sola Saji, I mean, Wuslav, like it. Sola Saji.
Ah,
you could say Sola Saji. Yamji, I am Bandu, Munday Bapu said, Chantin Saiba, Jimmy, the Shan Sagrini, but the Saibana. I was able to get a little bit of a एका सुट्टीमध्येच मी आलो होतो असं पुढं माझं तर जवळ 17 साला ते म्हणजे शेवट जवळजवळ 17 सालामध्ये मी शेवटला इकडे आलो होतो आणि जातो फक्त त्याला बाबा आहेत साधे बाबा आहेत म्हणून मी फक्त जाऊन नमस्कार केलं दर्शन केलं बाकी काय बोलणं नाही चालणं नाही काही नाही काही नाही आणि तिथून पुढे ते खरं
झालं ट्रान्सलेट यू सी बेसिकली ही केम टू दिस टाउन Shirdi, that is near Nimgaon. He had some agricultural lands. So he started his business in somewhere in 1916. That time he was very young. He was a school-going child. But his elder brothers, Mr. Rao Sai Boravke, and his mother, they went to Sai Baba for his darshan. So Sai Baba asked him for some money.
To him?
No, to his brother.
His brother.
So his brother said that I don't have anything with me.
Yes.
But then Sai Baba pointed out that he had 1 rupee in his pocket which was given to him by one of his relatives to buy sweetmeats. So Sai Baba took that 1 rupee from him. And afterwards Sai Baba had blessed him that he'll be having plenty throughout his life. And which he is having it. Secondly, Appa came into contact with Sai Baba in the year 1970.
Wait, what?
1917.
1917.
Yes, 1917. But according to him, he says he used to only take darshan of Sai Baba, but never had any intimate talks with him.
I see.
Yes.
Can you ask him what his feeling about what Sai Baba represents for him? I mean,
what Sai Baba
represents for him in his life?
The parasuti kai dali ki puri mujhe ami to baraj divas hoto. Mujhe jemgaalam to randa hota main to bhuvila bhi hota. नंतर इथं पाग लावला कोल्हारला गेलो आम्ही अकुलू आपल्या लाखेलाही गेलो परत ह्या बागामुळे परत आलो म्हणजे गावाच्या खालती 100 एकर होतो आमचं गावाची शिर्डीला सुद्धा आता जाता येतं दर्शन बिर्शन जर उत्सवाला आम्ही यायचो जायचो म्हणजे ती एक मजा वाटायची सर त्या ओढपणामध्ये आणि ते समाधान वाटायचं पुष्कळ परंतु खरी कसोटी काय झाली की आमची पुढे हे सारा असावं आमची भांडणं झाली ना त्यावेळेला मी साईबाबाचे अगदी पाय धरले अगदी म्हणजे मना मनी पाय धरले अगदी सगळं असं म्हणायला काही हरकत नाही त्याच्यावाने ही डेव्हलप बेन किंवा ह्या सगळ्या जिव्यातून निघालो काय समजलं कसं इतक्या जिव्यातून निघालो की त्यावेळेला असं वाटत होतं की सर काय रस्त्याचं नाही किंवा आपण कुठं आहोत आणि कुठं नाही म्हणजे अशी पोझिशन झाली होती त्यावेळेला परंतु ते त्यांच्या कृपेमुळे आज एक दिवस आम्ही पाहत
होतो आफ्टर दॅट दे हॅड सम फॅमिली डिस्प्युट्स अँड अप्पा डिड नो व्हॉट टू डू सो
ही
वॉज व्हेरी यंग ड्युरिंग दॅट टाईम अँड
हाऊ मेनी इयर्स
वय किती असेल अप्पा तुमचं
बाबाला पाहिलं मी 15
वर्ष. नाही तुमचं वय किती होतं त्यावेळेस तुमचं म्हणजे रावसाहेबां बरोबर हे झालं?
त्यावेळेला 47 साली बाबा म्हणजे किती
पण 47 मध्ये बाबा नव्हते ना?
नाही बाबा नव्हते, बाबा तर 18 साली.
हा म्हणजे अच्छा म्हणजे तुम्ही समाधीचे पाय.
हा
अच्छा हा जो दिस इज
43 साल.
हा सो दिस इज इन द इयर 1943 वेन दे हॅड देअर फॅमिली डिस्प्युट्स. 1943 दॅट इज आफ्टर बाबाज समाधी.
Yes.
So, so Appa came, I mean, Appa was very much worried after, during the family dispute. So he went to the temple and touched Baba's feet. And he begged Baba for all the peace and the well-being of his family. And after that, whatever Appa has experienced from Sai Baba is totally different and he is doing very well in life, both spiritually as well as economically.
From that blessing of Sai Baba?
Yes, from the year
1943. I see. नंतर आपली फुलं जवळजवळ आज जवळजवळ 45 वर्षाची होत जातात, ती समाधी रोज पडतात, दर्शन घ्यायचं घ्यायचं. ते पुष्कळ बांधणी झाल्या त्या फुलाच्या लागत तेवढे झाल्या करून तो आता आपले आपलं चालू आहे. सध्या तुम्ही तर पाहत आहे
ते
एवढं सांगायचं दुसरं काय.
आफ्टर दॅट यू सी डेली एट अबाउट 10 o'clock आप्पा हॅज बीन गिव्हन द राईट टू प्लेस फ्लावर्स ऑन द समाधी. So it is one of the, what do you call, what will you call it?
It's a honor.
It's an honor, yes. So that honor is given to Appa. And there were many conflicts as far as who should put the flowers and all that. But Appa was given a preference. Because of his, could be that Baba must have
blessed him.
And he is now, since about 40 years, he's been placing flowers at
for 40 years.
Yes, nearly 40 oh. years.
Can you ask him about that experience that you related to me?
Yes. बाया चांगल्या सुशिक्षित घराण्यातल्या एकदम म्हणजे दिल्लीच्याच होत्या खरं. त्या अशा दर्शनाला आल्या आणि मी आरतीला उभा होतो संध्याकाळची. आम्ही म्हणजे संध्याकाळची आरतीला जात होतो, 5 आरतीला जायचो आणि फुलाला जायचो. म्हणजे दिवसातून 3 टाइमला जायचो दर्शनाला. तर पुढं समजा संध्याकाळची आरती चालू असताना ती सगळं माझी आरती संपली, मी चालायला लागलो बाहेर आपलं जायला. ते सगळे माझे पाय पडायला लागले. अगदी म्हणलं बा माझे कशाला पाय पडतो, बाबाचे पाय पडतो. ते झाला झट ऐकच नाही बिलकुल अगदी. ते सगळ्यांनी ते पाय पडायला लागले म्हणजे बाकी देवळात का थोडी गर्दी असते का? अरे हे काहीतरी भानगड आहे. मग बाकीचे बी लोक त्यांनी 5 दिवस धुमाकूळ वाजवला त्या देवळामध्ये सगळ्या. ते दुसऱ्याशी काय म्हणायला लागले ते की मग तुम्ही कुठं राहता? म्हणलं मी इथून एक महिला आमचा बंगला आहे म्हणजे आम्हाला बघायचं आहे. त्याशी मी गाडी घेऊन गेलो संध्याकाळच्या आरतीला. मग ते गाडीत 4-5 जणी बसल्या, इथं आल्या. इथे सगळे बसले असेल. मग आम्ही काफी विषय करायला सांगितलं, सांगायला काफी दिली, नंतर पोस्ट करून दिलं. ते म्हणले आम्ही उद्या भजन करीत इथे येणार आहे बंगल्यावर सकाळी 7 वाजता. अरे म्हणलं कसं करता सर? नाही म्हणजे आम्हाला भजन करून यायची, तुमच्या पूजा करायची. म्हणजे सकाळी 7 वाजता आता सर म्हणजे एवढी माणसं येणार आहे. मग आम्ही आपली बैठक टाकली पेपराखाली. आले 7 बरोबर भजन करीत करीत. आल्यावर मग आमच्या सुनाला पोहे बिहे करा सांगितले होते सगळ्यांना. मग ते पोहे बिहे दिले, चहा पाणी झाला तिथं. चला म्हणजे तुमची पूजा करायची. अरे म्हणलं माझी कशाला? नाही म्हणे म्हणजे इथं आणून बसवलं आम्हा दोघांना म्हणजे मंडळींनी. तासभर पूजा चालली होती सर. मग ते कपडे काय ते काय सगळं सामान त्यांनी आणलं होतं सगळं. आणि नंतर मग पूजा झाल्यावर मग काय त्यांना पाठवून दिलं काही म्हाताऱ्या म्हाताऱ्या त्यांना गाडी दिली, बाकीचे चालत गेले. झालं. पुन्हा 2 दिवस मध्ये भजन लय आमचे, तेव्हा भजन लय झालं 3 वाजता आम्ही त्यांच्या देवळामध्ये भजन. असे 4-5 दिवस मात्र गेले झाले. नंतर ते जायच्या वेळेला टांगा करून आले ती गेली इथं टांगेनी, आणि ती आमची थोरली सोडून प्रभागाची मंडळी चालते ती. तिला कळलं होतं ह्या भानगडी असे असे झाले, अमुक झालं. तिने त्या बायांना विचारलं खोट खोटून की बो आमचे माणसं तुम्ही पूजा काय म्हणती ती. मग त्यांनी सांगितलं की साईबाबाने आम्हाला तिथं दृष्टांत दिला म्हणून आम्ही पूजा केली.
कुठे दृष्टांत?
दिल्लीला.
अच्छा
बस ही ठीक आहे.
Yes, this is a story which Appa is narrating somewhere just about 7 to 8 years back. There were about 25 to 32 people from Delhi who had come to Shirdi to worship Sai Baba.
Which year?
About 7 to 8 years back.
Before the Mahasamadhi.
No, just now, about 7 to 8 years back. 7 to 8 years back.
Okay. 78.
Yes. And Appa goes to the temple. He used to visit the temple thrice a day. And once, when these people had gone there, they had come from Delhi, and Appa was performing his puja and aarti.
The Mahasamadhi.
In the temple.
Mandir.
In the Mandir. All these people, they started touching Appa's feet. And Appa was flabbergasted. Appa said, don't touch my feet, but touch Baba's feet. I am no one. But those people didn't listen. Then they said they want to visit his house. So all those people, they came here, visited the house. And the next day, they came to Appa and they said that we want to do your puja. So then Appa, he didn't say anything. They came in the morning, they did the puja of Appa and his wife. And afterwards, the next day, about 3 ladies, they came in the tonga from Shirdi to Appa's house. And for here, at his house. And that time, Appa's eldest daughter-in-law was here. And she was also surprised as to what these things are going on. So she was also very inquisitive about it. And his daughter-in-law asked the people there as to why you are worshipping my father-in-law. She was quite curious about it. Then those people, they narrated a story saying that Sai Baba had given them a drishtang in Delhi.
In Delhi, in the dream?
No, in the, yes. Swapnatanna Dilaka. In their dream.
They had a vision of Sai Baba of Shirdi in Delhi in their dream.
Dream. And Sai Baba had asked them to worship Appa.
Appa.
Yes.
And they never known him before.
No, they didn't know anything, nothing.
But he told them the name.
Yes.
And they knew that he was Appa.
Yes.
I see. So incredible story.
Yes.
Very touching.
It's quite touching.
He's a great man.
Yes, that is what...
Ask him another question. What, for him, since he is so saintly, is the most important teaching that he has learned from Sai Baba?
Acha. Sai Babanchi shikwan ashi tumhala kutli.
म्हणजे असं आहे की तुम्हाला तर एका शब्द मी तुम्हाला सांगितलं की परिस्थिती नाजूक झाल्यामुळे आम्ही जास्ती म्हणजे बाबाशी जास्त खेटलो गेलो.
हा,
तिचं भांडणं झाली ना तिथं. म्हणजे हा बंगला बंद होता त्या वेळेला, तर मी विराट घेऊन ह्या बंगल्यावर आलो की आपलं म्हातारपण इथं जायला पाहिजे, ही आपली जुनी गादी, ही आपली अर्धी भाकर, ही सोडायला नाही पाहिजे, आणि साहेबाबा ठिकाणी आपली वास्तू व्हायला पाहिजे. नाही 10-12 वर्ष शंकरा वाढले म्हणून मी 10-12 वर्ष तिथं होतो ना ब्राह्मण गावला. मग ते सगळं सोडून मी चाललोय भांडणं वाढायला लागली म्हणून. आणि मग तिथून पुढे बाबाची म्हणजे जवळजवळ
हा
की काय करायला पाहिजे काय नाही, म्हणजे सगळं बाबा सोपूनच पुढच्या घडामोडी झाल्या. म्हणजे इतक्या याच्यातून जवळजवळ म्हणजे पुष्कळ लाईनीला गाडी आली असं म्हणायला काही हरकत नाही. बस दुसरं काय.
आफ्टर हिज फॅमिली डिस्प्यूट, I mean, he didn't know what to do. And when a man is in difficulties, he ultimately goes to someone. So, according to Appa, he went to Sai Baba, touched his feet. And according to him, Sai Baba has blessed him with everything because he
was... In that moment.
Yes, during that moment. And after that, he was not here. He was about 10 miles from here, and a village named Brahmangaon. Here he has got, also got his farms there. But then ultimately, Appa thought as Sai Baba has blessed him so much, he wanted to spend the rest of his life near Sai Baba.
Near Shirdi.
So this is, I mean, the thing which got him nearer to Sai Baba. Only thing is that Sai Baba helped him during his greatest crisis.
I see. So we can say that devotion, Sharanagati, complete Sharanagati to the
yes.
master is
right.
the most important
Correct.
Feature.
Right. That is what I mean, could be the answer of yes. his this thing, his
of,
experience.
Of this teaching.
Which you have rightly put.
Yes, his teaching
is yes.
his fundamental teaching.
Yes.
Ask him, what was the atmosphere or the first impression that he caught, even when he was a little boy, when he first saw Shirdi Baba? What was his, as a boy, his
yes,
impression
yes,
of
yes.
the man,
ah.
he, the way he used to act?
Right.
तुम्ही पाहिलं बरोबर तुम्हाला एकदम काय
आम्हाला समाधान वाटलं पुष्कळच दुसरं काय याच्या बघायचं काय समाधान वाटलं बस एवढंच सांगायचं ना
अकॉर्डिंग टू अप्पा ही सेज द व्हेरी फर्स्ट साईट ऑफ साई बाबा विच ही सॉ वॉज दॅट ही वॉज व्हेरी मच प्लीज्ड विथ इट अँड ही वॉज व्हेरी मच सॅटिस्फाईड जस्ट बाय लुकिंग ॲट हिम
He
that
was,
is,
Appa was satisfied in seeing Shirdi
yes, yes.
Baba? Or
no, Baba.
Baba was
As
satisfied.
A young boy. Yes, he was satisfied just by mere looking at Baba.
I see, as a young boy.
As a young boy.
He had a feeling of
yes.
devotion, immediate
yes.
devotion to right. Baba. Did he found him in the masjid for the first time?
Masjid did Baba bhetle ka tumhala kuthe bhetle ekdam pahilan? Yes, he met him in the masjid first.
Sai Baba give a particular upadesh or a particular teaching to his father and mother when they brought him?
No, nothing. He doesn't
Just
care.
Blessing?
Yes, just blessing.
Just
he
blessing.
Didn't give him anything.
I see.
Yes, only just plain blessings.
Plain blessings, I see. Wait.
पण आप्पा आता उपासनी महाराज त्यांचे हे होते का काय आता ते
उपासनी महाराज त्याला म्हणजे असायचे एवढं परंतु ते पुढे इकडे साकुरेला गेले
पण साकुरेला पण साईबाबांनी त्यांना तिकडे पाठवलं चार वर्ष इकडे त्यांना ठेवून घेतलं
इथं होते चार वर्ष
म्हणजे साईबाबांच्याच
आश्रयाखाली तिकडे गेले त्यांच्या सांगले तर
म्हणजे त्यांची साईबाबांची कृपा फार मोठी उपासनी बाबांवर पण होती
होती केव्हा बरोबर इथं होती चार वर्ष आमच्या तुलसीबरोबर दळायचे सगळं करायचं आमच्या तुलसीची इथं वस्ती होती दळायला म्हणजे आमची तुलती सांगायची
त्याला
आम्ही आलोय नव्हतो
So this he is talking about Upasani Baba.
Yes.
He says Upasani Baba was here with Sai Baba for 4 years. Four years. Even his auntie, she was in very close connection with Upasani Baba.
Auntie of Appa.
She used to even grind wheat, jawar with him.
With
Upasani Maharaj.
In the Khandoba temple?
The Khandoba cha mandirat ka kute? नाही दळायचे वगैरे कुठे म्हणजे उपासनी बाबा उचलतीचे ऍट हिज आंटीज प्लेस उपासना ऍट हिज उपासनी बाबा युज टू ग्राइंड हिज फ्लोर ऍट हिज आंटीज प्लेस
आय सी अँड व्हॉट अबाउट ही न्यू उपासनी महाराज पर्सनली
तुमची उपासनी बाबांची
नाही माझी त्यांची काही फायशी फारशी हे नाही
नो ही डिडंट हॅव मच कॉन्टॅक्ट
विथ ते पुढे काय झालं की आता आमचा बाग बीग व्यवस्थित चालू चाळाला म्हणजे चांगली जोराला गेली आणि उपासनी बाबांनी जी जमीन घेतली त्यात बाग लावला होता आणि तो ती बाग त्यानं काय जमाना म्हणून ती यशवंत नंदरामला ते खंडन घ्यायचं होत तर त्याच्यामध्ये मला बोलवून केलं काय समजलं का
तुम्ही
खंड ठरवाय करता की हे बागातले तज्ज्ञ आहेत यांच्यापासून हा खंड ठरवून घेऊन मग काय हरकत नाही, ते तासभर त्यांची माझी उपासना व्हायची बैठक झाली तिथे साकुरीला. आणि मग तो 1200 रुपये खंड ठरवलं मी, त्याप्रमाणे भाडेपट्टा करून त्यांना संदर्भात जमीन दिली.
द ओनली टाइम अप्पा केम इन टू कॉन्टॅक्ट विथ उपासनी बाबा वॉज दॅट ही हॅड प्लांटेड सम फ्रूट ट्रीज. बेसिकली लेट मी टेल यू, गिव्ह अ ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ अप्पा. अप्पा इज वन ऑफ द लीडिंग ऍग्रिकल्चरिस्ट ऑफ कोपरगाव अँड शिर्डी. हीज हॅड अबाउट अ लॅक ऑफ स्वीट लाईम ट्रीज, अबाउट 800 acres इन द जॉईंट फॅमिली. अँड उपासनी बाबा थॉट अप्पा टू बी अन ऑथॉरिटी ऑन हॉर्टिकल्चर. थॉट अप्पा an authority on horticulture.
Upasani Maharaj was an authority?
No. Upasani Maharaj took Appa as a man and an authority on horticulture.
Yes.
So he wanted to give the land of Sakuri on lease basis to one Mr. Eshwan Nandram Borauke. So he had called Appa there to discuss what amount of rent should Mr. Eshwan Nandram Borauke pay to the Samsthan, that is Upasani Baba's Samsthan.
So
Appa gave a decision that he should pay about 1200 rupees as the rent.
So
this is the only contact Appa came across Upasani Baba.
You mean that Upasani Maharaj felt that he was so professional about all that he contacted him to say what should be the price
for rent. He had leased out the land and he just wanted to confirm the rent from Appa.
I see. I'll try to ask him this question. Sometimes in the books Sai Baba appears to get angry very often.
You see, he won't be able to tell you because he was not living that time.
I see.
He was a young kid.
How many years old is he now?
Appa, te vicharta tumcha vay kiti aata?
Maza ta 82.
He has completed his 82.
82.
Yes.
Ask him who were the closest devotees, if he knows, to Sai Baba in the last years. Yes, in the last years. No, in general. What where?
One minute, just.
Un'altra domanda. In his opinion, were there many Muslims that worshipped Sai Baba more once than today, or what is the balance?
The balance, you mean to say? त्यांचं म्हणणं असं आहे आपण की मुस्लिम्स आणि हिंदूज हे जर तुम्ही विचारात घेतलं तर कोण जादा भक्त आहेत त्यांचे, मुसलमान का हिंदूज?
हिंदू.
अकॉर्डिंग टू आपा ही सेज नाउ मेजॉरिटी ऑफ द हिंदूज आर द वर्शिपर्स
नाउ टुडे.
येस, टुडे.
अँड वन टाइम.
आणि पूर्वी
हिंदू म्हणजे मुसलमान कमी होते.
मुसलमान पहिल्यापासून कमीच होते.
According to Appa, Muslims were less even when Sai Baba was living.
Tell him so why he thinks, if he ever think about this.
Sai Baba ji samadhi var mhanje Abdul Baba ji musliman hote na te tyanche mhanje jo shishya hote ki ki kun puja karayche an to brahmani ki kun mhanje tya samadhi karayche dogai devo. Ha, te sanga
ha. There was one time where a Brahmin priest used to do puja of Sai Baba and simultaneously a devotee of Sai Baba by the name of Abdul Baba.
Abdul was a Muslim.
He was a Muslim and he used to perform puja from another side.
Ah.
On the samadhi itself.
I see.
You get my point?
Well,
one side a Brahmin priest used to do the puja and on another side Abdul Baba used to do the puja.
Many years ago.
Yes, yes. On the samadhi.
On the samadhi.
On the samadhi. Yes. But according to Appa, he has had many experiences with Abdul Baba.
I see.
Abdul Baba was one of the devotees of Sai Baba. You see, there's
Appa had many experiences
with Abdul Baba.
Ask him about some of these experiences.
Abdul Baba barobar cha anubhav te mhantat tumhi kay sangu shakal.
One special.
Tyachyatle ek don sangu shakal.
Ek don sangu ka lagal tevadi sangtu. अब्दुल बाबांचे काय गुरु इथं असल्यामुळे त्यांनी उघड केलं नाही. फुल ताकद होती त्यांच्या अंगामध्ये, पॉवर.
अब्दुल बाबा
हा ते रंगनाथ स्वामी आता वारले ना, ते म्हणजे मद्रशी, ते कुठं राजकारणात म्हणजे जवाहरलाल बरोबर काही दिवस होते, काही दिवस गांधी बरोबर होते, आणि त्यांचे त्यांचे मद्रशी लोकांमध्ये त्यांच्या आपसामध्ये मंत्र्यामध्ये काहीतरी तंटा झाला म्हणून ते रागराजा निघून गेले हिमालयामध्ये. अवश्य होते हिमालयामध्ये ते स्वामी रंगनाथ स्वामी. ते तिथून पुढे त्यांना कोणीतरी सत्पुरुष तिथं भेटला, त्यांनी सांगितलं की तू शिर्डीला जा म्हणून. मग ती इथं तपास करीत करीत आली आणि इथं आल्यानंतर त्यांनी अब्दुल बाबाची सेवा चालू केली. हा आणि आम्हाला सांगितलं रंगनाथ स्वामींनी की हे बंधार उपाय प्रति साहेबाबा आहे, फुल ताकद याच्या अंगामध्ये सगळ्यांनी असं. हा तो अनुभव आम्हाला आला, मात्र
तो अनुभव
अगदी
अब्दुल बाबा म्हणजे
हा अगदी 15 वर्ष किंवा 17 वर्ष आमचा त्यांचा सहवास होता. 17 वर्षामध्ये कधीही शब्द खाली गेला नाही, जे बोलतील ते झालंच पाहिजे. आता गांधी महाराज कुणाला कळलं होतं का? 5 दिवसांनी अगोदर कळलं होतं. ते स्वामीला स्वामी म्हणायचे मला गांधीला भेटायला जायचे, कोण स्वामी म्हणायचे अब्दुल बाबा ते अभिजी अभिजी आना आत्ताच जा असं बाबा सांगायचे. हा दिल्लीला त्यावेळेला दिल्लीला होते ते. तर ते स्वामी म्हणायचे इतका खर्च करायचा जा आणि ये नामुकन तमुकन असं. ते 5 दिवस चाललं. 5व्या दिवशी जवळजवळ त्यांना म्हणजे 30 तारखेला ती गोळी लागली, ते खलास झाली. ती बातमी कोपरगाव मी नेमकी शिर्डीलाच आणली ती त्या दिवशी सर. हे कळल्याबरोबर स्वामीचे जे डोळ्याला झाडा लागले 2 तास सारखे, की बाबा सांगत असताना मी काय गेलो नाही आता म्हणजे त्यांनाच सांगत असताना मी काय गेलो
नाही. वन ऑफ द miracles or you can say incidents which Appa is quoting about Abdul Baba is this. There was one Swami, Rangnath Swami. He was a Madrasi. Basically he was more in active politics, in Indian politics. And he was in contact with Mahatma Gandhi, that is Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. And he was even fed up with the politics. He did not agree with Gandhiji. So he went into the Himalayas. So Swami, so Rangnath Swami, when he went to the Himalayas, he met a Swami there, or Sadguru there, who asked him to go to Shirdi and meet Abdul Baba.
Not Sai Baba.
Not Sai Baba, Abdul Baba. When he came to Shirdi, he became a disciple of Abdul Baba. And according to his experience with Abdul Baba, he found Abdul Baba to be Sai Baba.
असंच ना म्हणजे साईबाबाच हे मिळालं.
There was complete identification
of Sai Baba. Because there were many examples with Abdul Baba, even told him. He even predicted Mahatma Gandhi's death.
Abdul Baba.
Yes. And Swami who... Rangnath Swami wanted to meet Mahatma Gandhi, and as Abdul Baba could predict the death of Mahatma Gandhi, he told him that you should go and visit Mahatma Gandhi immediately. But unfortunately Rangnath Swami could not go and meet Gandhiji, and say after 5 days he received a message of Gandhi's death, and literally Rangnath Swami was crying for about 2 hours continuously. This was one of the incidents which Abdul Baba tried to show.
Is Abdul Baba still alive?
No, he is not alive. You can find a samadhi. Yes, he is taken up.
Samadhi is na appa ghetli. Abdul Baba ni samadhi is ghetli na?
Samadhi
bandli. Samadhi has been built in memory of Abdul Baba.
In Shirdi.
In Shirdi, yes, there is a samadhi. Achha. This samadhi was built by Appa himself, and Appa has paid about nearly 20 to 25 thousand to the Samsthan to build that samadhi.
Can you ask him, I don't know if it's possible that he can answer, but from all his experience, Can we proceed?
Yes, yes, you can proceed. We can talk. We can talk.
Okay. What is the meaning of Dakshina, if he knows, if he ever thought about?
Dakshina.
Yes, the fact that Shirdi Baba, especially in many occasions, asked for Dakshina to other devotees who came to him, most of the time.
If
he thinks there was a special reason for this strange feature.
Right. त्यांचं एक म्हणणं असं की साईबाबा असतानी ते लोकांना म्हणायचे मला पैसे द्या.
कोण?
साईबाबा.
दक्षिणा मागायची.
हा, दक्षिणा ते मागायची. त्याच तुम्हाला त्याच्याविषयी तुम्हाला काय वाटतं? कशासाठी ते मागत होते किंवा त्यांचा हेतू काय होता मागण्याचा?
नाही, ते पैसे मागायचे नाही, वाटायचे नाही ना. रोज 400-500 रुपये वाटायचे ना ते.
हा, ते कोणाला वाटायचे?
ते गावात जे पाठवले फकीर होता मालेगाव, त्याला 55 रुपये द्यायचे, कोणाला 25 रुपये, कोणाला 35 रुपये रोज, कोणाला 10 रुपये, कोणाला 5 रुपये, असे रोज संध्याकाळी 8 वाजता ते पैसे वाटायचे, 400-500 रुपये रोज वाटायचे.
साईबाबा युज टू टेक दक्षिणा फ्रॉम द पीपल, बट अगेन एज आय टोल्ड यू इन द मॉर्निंग, ही युज टू डिस्ट्रीब्युट दॅट टू सर्टन पीपल. 25 रुपीज, 50 रुपीज, 55 रुपीज.
सो आय सी.
So that is what I'm telling. He used to take from whoever had it, and he used to give to who didn't have it.
I see.
Yes. But there was no significance as such. Why he used to take and why he used to give? You can only make a conclusion out of this that he used to give the needy.
Sure.
You can make out that conclusion from upper stock.
Yes. He gave to the poor.
Yes.
I see.
At about 7:30 in the evening, he used to distribute whatever he used to, whatever dakshina he used to collect in the morning. Yes, 7:30 in the evening.
मागायची पण मागून किती घ्यायचे, म्हणून त्याला रेजिस्ट्रेशनच्या अनुकूल विषयात हात घातला की त्याला 15 द्यायचे तितकेच पैसे यायचे, तुम्हाला 35 द्यायचे तितकेच पैसे यायचे, नेमकं तितके बरोबर द्यायचे.
यु सी, बेसिकली व्हॉट अप्पा सेज की दक्षिणा वॉज जस्ट, यू कॅन से, just switch it off. Switch it off.
Yes, my better. I don't see.
Ajam, yes. You say basically what Appa feels is that it was just a thing, but Sai Baba did not show that he was creating some miracles.
Yes.
The what Appa says that his way or thing of asking was not this, because he had such great powers, even by putting his hand into his pocket,
he used
to take out money.
Sure, I didn't thought of that.
But then he didn't want to prove people that he is performing some miracle. That is why he used to ask other people as to the other people for dakshina.
I see, it was a symbol. I see.
So people should not know that he is performing miracles and all that.
I see, he wanted to maintain anonymous.
Anonymous, right. That is a correct word you use.
Yes. Ask him another fundamental question. I don't know if it's very...
personal?
No, if it's very meaningful. But what he thinks about the origins of Shirdi Baba? Nobody knows if he was from a Muslim family, since he was always
repeating. That question, I'll tell you, he won't be able to answer it.
No,
it's a very difficult question. Even nobody will satisfy you on this question. That is what I feel.
Try to ask him in simple words. Was he more a Hindu or Muslim? For origin.
Origin, who worshipped him, Hindu or Muslims?
No. If Sai Baba, he thinks...
You must have read the books also.
Yes, I know.
In that book at one stage... In that case, he was very angry, he was very furious, and he became naked.
I know.
And he told the Prabhasi whether I have done a sunta.
Sure. That is the most important teaching, to don't give any importance to the religion.
Religion.
I know. In fact, I was thinking it was a question that nobody would answer.
Right.
So I understand from what he said that Sai Baba represents the Almighty, God for him.
Yes,
it's implicit in what he said.
Implicit from him, yes.
I see. Ask him about if you ever heard of Meher Baba. He was a disciple of Upasani Maharaj for so many years.
ते म्हणतात तुम्ही मेहर बाबांचं ऐकलं का आणि ते इकडे शिर्डीला कोणाकडे आलेले होते
ते काय माहिती नाही बाबा मेहर बाबाचं म्हणजे मी काय ऐकलं
नाही. ही सेज ही डझन नो एनिथिंग अबाउट मेहर बाबा.
Did Baba, if he knows, usually take udi to the people when they left? Was there a specific meaning of the udi?
त्यांना असं म्हणायचं की साईबाबा प्रत्येकाला उदी द्यायचं, त्याचा त्याच्यामागे हेतू काय होता?
उदी द्यायचं म्हणजे आता त्यांचा हेतू म्हणजे जरी उदी द्यायचं म्हणजे त्याच्यामध्ये पुष्कळ गुण असायचे. आता समजा आता मुली समजा येणार ताप आला अमुक आला, आम्ही आपली मुली आणायची पीस लावली की ताप खालास.
Would you like to have some water also?
No, he says first have the coffee, then we'll speak.
Okay. Do you remember what he said?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
He said that Udi had its own miracle. Whenever anybody was sick, they used to get Baba's Udi, whichever Udi Baba used to give. And he used to give the Udi to the patients. Or whoever was suffering or whoever was sick in the family. And in case a patient was suffering from fever, and after giving Udi, his fever used to vanish.
So, Udi had power in itself?
Yes.
By Baba's blessing?
Yes.
Yes, by Baba's blessing, the Udi had its own power.
Which were the most common miracles, if it can be a question? I mean,
it cannot be a question. I mean, it
cannot be a so many, yes, yes, sir.
So many.
Ask him if he knows some particular incident of miracle, and or. Ask him to tell me one important thing about Shirdi Sai Baba, about his personal experience, or. What he thinks about him, let him tell what he would like to say.
शेवटचा असा प्रश्न आहे त्यांचा की शेवटी तुम्हाला बाबा विषयी काय वाटतं? तुम्हाला जरी ह्याच्यामध्ये तुम्हाला मदत झाली, पण एक शेवटी तुम्ही बाबाकडे कोणत्या हेतूने पाहता?
बाबाकडे आम्ही सत्पुरुष आहे ह्याच हेतूने पाहतो.
सत्पुरुष एक ईश्वर म्हणून,
ईश्वर देव म्हणूनच पाहतो.
ईश्वर
अलमायटी,
अलमायटी,
येस. You can even have a talk with Ram Baba, saying that you had an interview with Appa Bora.
Yes, yes, sir.
You'll be much more pleased.
I don't know anymore what to ask. Do you have questions to suggest?
No, basically, you see, if you ask me personally, I've had my own experiences. The only thing what Sai Baba had said was faith and patience. I fully agree with these two principles of Sai Baba. I mean, nowadays what people want, they want immediate action for every reaction. They feel that once they go to Baba, they should get whatever they want. But I don't agree with that.
You
should have faith and patience. It is not, I mean, just even if you go to a church and ask Jesus Christ that I'm praying to you and you give me this. I mean, you cannot take it into a materialistic world or a commercial world.
Ask him if he was present when the Mahasamadhi took place. What happened in that
Baba circumstance? Babaji, ज्या वेळी ती समाधी झाली त्यावेळी तुम्ही होता का असं विचारतात ते.
नाही.
He was not present.
Not present.
He
was not present.
He was at Saswat. He was in school that time.
How many times did he visited Shirdi when Sai Baba was present, alive?
No, that was in his younger age.
He was always here.
Yes, always
he was always here.
Yes.
And so ask him what was the normal routine day for Shirdi Baba. I know, he has given.
Okay. Is more perfect because he knows much more.
Shama's son
would tell you much more than anybody else about the wood. So,
yes.
So we have already had that talk.
Yes, okay.
It was only
what? During the vacations.
Yes, he used to come and take a Sai Baba's darshan. But you see, it was only what Appa wants to say, it was only after Baba had taken a samadhi. And now he is talking about 43 and 44, year 1943 and 44, where he was in much more difficulties. And just by going to Baba and touching his feet itself shows the presence of Baba.
The power
of Baba.
He is always present.
He is always present. That is what he wants to suggest.
And he feels his presence every day, every moment.
त्यांना असं म्हणायचं की तुम्हाला अनुभवतं का साईबाबा आहेत तिथं तुम्ही ज्यावेळी जाता तुम्ही ज्यावेळी मंदिरात वगैरे जाता येस ही फील द प्रेझन्स
सो ही इज वन ऑफ द सेंट ही इज सर्टनली कन्सिडर्ड अ सेंट हियर
दॅट इज व्हॉट द ही डझंट क्लेम हिमसेल्फ टू बी अ सेंट
दॅट इज कन्सिडर्ड.
And now that is what I have given you an example of the Delhi people who had come and worshipped him.
Sure,
that itself signifies.
Yes, sure.
And even Swami Rambaba will be able to tell you much more about him than me.
Everybody knows him.
Yes, everybody knows him. He's one of the trustees of the Samsthan. Yes, he's...
Ask him if I could take a picture of him, but inside with some light. Because otherwise...
No, you see, basically he comes at about 10 o'clock at the samadhi.
10 o'clock, so I can see him there.
So you can see him there and you can even take... Tell him
that
you photo
tell him that...
Udaya, tumhi phula ghalala javale jal. Yes, 10 o'clock he's there at the samadhi.
At the samadhi.
Yes.
10 o'clock for
yes.
the puja.
Yes. You can take out his photo when he's...
Perfect, okay.
That will be...
He's very tall. I will not miss him.
Yes, he won't miss him.
He resembles even Shirdi Baba.
And that is for you to make out.
I know, I was looking at him now.
Achha.
So long.
Sir, I'll tell you one thing, Mr. Tony. Basically, Sai Baba will only give an experience where you won't have to approach people and ask people. That is my feeling and I only hope that Sai Baba will do something for you. I have that intuition and I have that feeling also.
I'm sure that in the spiritual field, words and studies are useless.
Yes,
mostly.
Right.
Because it's a personal, intimate experience.
Right.
In all religious, spiritual matters.
Right.
So I understand that these questions of mine can be considered not proper, but I try just to push, you know, to provoke even, so to get the more informations. But I tell him I thank him very much. Considered an honor to have had this interview.
Devantat, tumcha phar phar mi aabhari aahe sagle prashnache uttare dilyabaddal.
Okay, we can stop.
Okay.